this world. We're reading from Chaitanya Bhagavata by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. O Lord, please place your lotus feet in my heart. Please give this charity to me. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, and all glory to his devotees. Anyone who hears about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly attain pure devotional service. When Nimai Pandit Vishwambar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, returned from Gaya after taking initiation from Sri Padeshwara Puri, only at that time did he begin to exhibit the symptoms of great love for the Supreme Lord Krishna. And seeing these symptoms, the devotees felt their heart filled with wonder. In this way, with his true identity hidden, deeply concealed, the same Lord Krishna, who is now the fair and handsome Lord Chaitanya, he stayed in Sridham Mayapur, Navadvip. And no one had the power to know that the Supreme Lord had descended to this world and was staying in their midst. Thus, after returning from Gaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, went to the home of his teacher, Gangadas Pandit, and he bowed down before his feet. His teacher respectfully picked him up and embraced him. And Gangadas said, "Now you have returned to us from Gaya. My son, you both are fortunate and glorious. Because of you, both the families of your father and mother have attained liberation. Your student, Nimai Pandit, was 16 years old. He was already teaching, and he had students that were completely dedicated to him. Your students, they all await you. And even if the demigod Brahma were to order them, they would not open their books without you. Without your presence, they would not study at all. For today, go home, and tomorrow you can resume your teaching on the bank of the Ganga." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bowed down before Gangadas and then left. He was completely absorbed in tasting the nectar of Sri Krishna's presence. And that night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not sleep, for he was overcome with feelings of separation from his Lord, Sri Krishna. The next day, at dawn, he went to the Ganga to bathe, and immediately his students surrounded him. But no word other than Krishna, 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 Krishna came from the Lord's mouth. His students were unable to understand the great change that had overwhelmed their teacher. On their request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and he began to instruct them. And when the students, following tradition, as they opened their books, they said, "Hari, Hari, the son of Sri Sachi, Sri Sachinandana," he became filled with bliss and he fell deeply into internal consciousness, far removed from his external consciousness. He was in a deep ecstatic trance, just hearing the name of Hari, 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 Hari. Deep in meditation on Lord Krishna, he cast his merciful glance. He cast his merciful glance on all who were present. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in ecstasy, began to speak after hearing their request to begin to instruct them. He said, all grammatical sutras, all commentaries are in truth all about and names of Krishna. The holy name of Lord Krishna is eternal. The scriptures, the shastras do not describe anything but Krishna, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is the creator, he is the maintainer, and he is the destroyer. And Brahma, Shiva, and all others are simply his servants. And anyone who speaks of anything other than Krishna is wasting the time of his life. All shastras declare that devotion to Krishna, to his feet, is the greatest of all treasures. And only teachers who are bewildered by Maya avoid devotion, and they walk on different paths. A person who in his heart does not call out Lord Krishna's names, names like Krishna the All-Attractive, Karuna Sagara the Ocean of Mercy, Jagat Jivan the Life of these worlds, Sevaka Vatsala, he who is affectionate to his servants, Nanda Gopa Nandana, the son of Nanda Gopa, even though he may be learned and may study all the scriptures, but his final destination will not be good. But on the other hand, even if a poor and lowly person with many faults chants Lord Krishna's holy name, he will certainly go to Lord Krishna's spiritual abode. Mahaprabhu was teaching like this. His students had come for grammar lessons, and these were his words. This, Mahaprabhu said, is the teaching of all the scriptures, and whoever doubts this, they will suffer. Lord Krishna, in his internal mood, Mahaprabhu was teaching him. Lord Krishna gave liberation to Putana. How can anyone reject him and meditate on someone else? Lord Krishna gave liberation to Agasura. To attain what great pleasure do people renounce glorifying Lord Krishna? A person who will not chant Krishna's holy names, a name that purifies all the worlds, that person must suffer. That is his fate. A person who will not sing Lord Krishna's holy names and dance in great happiness, if he does not sing those names that make Lord Brahma and the demigods wild in a festival of bliss, that person creates for himself an inauspicious future. Persons become intoxicated by wealth, and their aristocratic families do not understand the glories of the holy name of Lord Krishna, name that rescued Ajamil. Oh, my brothers, Mahaprabhu was speaking to his students who were basically the same age as him. Oh, my brothers, please listen to my words. Please worship the priceless treasure of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Goddess Lakshmi yearns to serve those feet. Lord Shiva is a pure servant of those feet. And from those feet, Goddess Ganga Devi was manifested. Oh, my brothers, please, 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 deep within your hearts, aspire to serve those lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's students, who had been expecting a lesson in grammar, they all listened with focused minds. Mahaprabhu, overcome with emotion and deep in an ecstatic trance, next began to explain grammatical rules in such a way that each word, each verb root, revealed Sri Krishna as the Supreme Truth. After some moments, the Lord returned to external consciousness. and he became embarrassed. He said nothing more, but he asked the students, "How did I explain the grammatical sutras today?" The students replied, "We did not understand anything. You said that every word in the shastras means Krishna. Who is qualified to understand your commentaries?" Mahaprabhu began to laugh. Then he said, Oh my brothers, you can tie up your books for the day and let us go bathe in the Ganga." And on hearing the Lord's words, all the students tied their books, and accompanied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit Vishwambar, they went to the Ganga to bathe. It was like the full moon arising from the ocean, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like the full moon, played in the Ganga's waters. Assuming the role of a Vaishnava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only saw Lord Krishna present everywhere. He saw nothing else. Whether he was eating or sleeping or awake, he did not speak of anything but Lord Krishna. And with his ears, he heard the names of Krishna day and night. And with his mouth, he only spoke the words Krishna Chandra. He spoke those names without stopping. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot the nectar of learning, of scholarship, for he was only attracted to Krishna. But early each morning, Sri Chaitanya's students gathered for class. And he who was the master of the three worlds, he sat with them and he lectured. However, nothing but Krishna became uttered from his mouth. A student asked, "What is the perfection of the varnas, the letters of the alphabet?" And Mahaprabhu replied, "Lord Narayan is the perfection of all the varnas." A student asked, "How is it possible for Lord Narayan, who is the Supreme Lord, he is Bhagavan, how can he be the perfection of the letters of the alphabet?" And the Lord replied, "The Lord, by his glance, he created the varnas." A student said, "Oh Pandit, please give us the correct explanation." And the Lord said, "You should remember Krishna at every moment. I have described to you how to worship Krishna, and this is the correct teachings of all the shastras. In their beginning, in their middle, in the end, shastra teaches only the worship of Lord Krishna." And hearing the Lord's explanation, the students began to laugh. And one student said, "I think that the words of the people of Navadvip just may be true. The cause of your explanations is an imbalance of your life airs, Vatarog. Your explanations have changed so much since you have returned from Gaya. Why do you now speak in this way?" And the Lord replied, "This is the teachings of the Shastra. If you cannot understand the truth in my words now, then please, please think about them. Each of you should go to a secluded place, study your books, and then later in the afternoon, we shall meet again, and we shall discuss all these points." And hearing the Lord's words, the surprised students tied up their books and left. Before this morning's class, and before the afternoon's class, After this morning class and before the after the morning class, but before the afternoon class, some students went to Ganga Das Pandit and told him of the Lord's behavior. And they told him of the words that he was speaking, and they said, Nimai Pandit says all the words of the scriptures only refer to Lord Krishna. And since he has returned from Gaya, he talks only about Krishna. He doesn't speak about anything else. And the hairs of his body remain erect, and he always chants Krishna, 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 Krishna. And sometimes he laughs, sometimes he screams in ecstasy. And each day he only teaches us that all grammatical rules somehow describe Lord Krishna. And we do not have the power to understand his explanations. O holy teacher, O Ganga Das, O Ganga Das Pandit, please tell us. What should we do? And hearing the students' complaints, the Brahmana Ganga Das said, the Brahmana Ganga Das, who is the crest jewel of all teachers, he simply smiled and said, this afternoon, I will speak to Nimai Pandit. And that afternoon, all the students began happily assembling to hold their class with their teacher, Nimai Pandit Vishwambhara Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Ganga Das arrived, and the Lord bowed, and he placed upon his head the dust of his teacher's feet. And Ganga Das in return blessed him by saying, may you attain true learning. And then in a private place, Ganga Das said, O Vishwambhara, O my son, please hear my words. It is great fortune that you are now teaching Brahmanas. Your maternal grandfather is Sri Nilambara Chakravarti. Your father is Sri Jagannath Misra. Both your mother's family and your father's family, everyone, all, they're all scholarly. And you yourself are expert on commenting on the grammatical sutras and the other scriptures. And if you renounce serious study, will that aid help your attaining devotion to the Lord? Are your father and maternal grandfather not learned? Are they not devotees? Are they not great bhaktas? Understanding this, apply yourself to the path of scholarship, because it is by studying and learning that one becomes a Vaishnava Brahmana. And if you remain uneducated, how will you know right from wrong? Please understand this point. Please continue to chant always Krishna, Krishna, but please also continue properly teaching and studying. Now please sit with your students and teach them the grammatical sutras and teach them the other shastras in a proper way. And the Lord replied to his teacher, O my teacher, by the mercy of your feet, no one in Nabadweep has the power to even debate with me. You are correct. I will explain the sutras as I had previously done before returning to Gaya. No one in Nabadweep will be able to challenge my explanations or prove his own in front of me. I will sit down in the town and I will lecture and I will see who has the power to find fault with my explanations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bowed before the feet of his teacher. And after hearing the Lord's words, Ganga Das Pandit became satisfied. What good fortune was attained by Ganga Das Pandit, the Supreme Lord, who was worshipped by the 14 worlds, became his student. After hearing this from Ganga Das Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his students, and surrounded by them, he looked just like the full moon surrounded by a host of stars. The Lord walked with his students directly to Navadvip town, and he sat down directly at the entrance of the city. He tied his garments and he began explaining grammatical sutras, proving and breaking various interpretations. The Lord said, "In Kali Yuga, even a fool with no basic knowledge of even Sanskrit Sandhi, he claims that he's Bhattacharya. A fool who does not even know the meaning of words will try to debate logic and philosophy, and none of those fools can defeat me. I will see who can prove what I break apart or break apart what I prove." In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the master of the universe, as he spoke and spoke and spoke and spoke, wrapped in meditation on the grammar lessons that he was teaching, lecturing and lecturing about grammar according to the instructions of Ganga Das Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking from early afternoon until the afternoon ended and 2 hours of the night had passed. And still the Lord continued speaking. He would not stop. But at that time, by divine arrangement, a fortunate brahmana named Ratnagarbha Acharya, he passed nearby. He was a friend of the Lord's father. They were both born in the same village. And Ratnagarbha Acharya had great love for the Srimad Bhagavatam. And at the moment he passed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ratnagarbha Acharya was lovingly reciting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Samam haranya paradim vanamalya varha. The wives of the brahmanas saw Krishna. And he was wearing garments that glittered like gold. And Krishna was wearing a garland of forest flowers. A peacock feather was upon his head. He was painted with the minerals found in Vrindavan, and he looked exactly like a dancing actor on a theatrical stage. The Brahmin's wives saw him as he kept one hand on the shoulder of his friend, and in the other hand, he was twirling a lotus flower that made the hearts of the wives of the brahmanas spin. His ears were decorated with lilies. He wore marks of tilak, and he was charmingly smiling. Ratnagarbha Acharya again and again repeated this verse with both devotion and in great happiness. And hearing this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once fell to the ground, unconscious. As his students looked on, they were astonished. And after a moment, the Lord suddenly jumped up and repeated, "Say that verse again, say that verse again." He then fell to the earth and began rolling upon the ground, repeating, "Say it again, say it again." As the brahmana again and again repeated the verse, an enchanting ocean of ecstasy rose up within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The tears from his eyes sprinkled the ground. He wept, he trembled, his bodily hair stood erect. seeing the Lord's ecstatic happiness. The Brahmin Ratnagarbha again recited the verse, and seeing the Brahmana's devotion, the Lord embraced him. Ratnagarbha became filled with ecstasy, and he grasped the Lord's lotus feet, and tears began to stream from his eyes. The Brahmana had now been caught in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's net of love for Krishna. Say it again, Mahaprabhu loudly demanded. And observing the Lord's mood, the townspeople became filled with wonder, and they all bowed down to him to offer him respect. Gadadhar Pandit, however, he wished to contain the Lord's ecstasy. He quickly stepped forward and requested Ratnagarbha to stop, to cease speaking that verse. The Brahmin stopped and everyone sat down. They surrounded Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who after some time returned to external consciousness. "Tell me what happened," he said. "Tell me what happened." He asked this again and again. "Did I act recklessly? Did I act restlessly?" And the students replied, "You are glorious and learned. What power do we have to say anything about you or how you act?" And now in external consciousness and his ecstatic emotions suppressed, the Lord went with everyone to the Ganga. After first offering obeisances and placing some Ganga Jal on his head, the Lord looked just like the son of Nanda Maharaj, along with his cowherd boyfriends. And he sat with his companions on the Ganga bank. And after a while, everyone took their leave and they returned to their homes. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also returned to his home. And he who is the master of all the worlds first ate and then enacted his transcendental pastime of sleep.
Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
As morning appeared, the students of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again arrived at the Ganga bank, and sitting down, they began studying their books. And when the Lord arrived, he quickly bathed in the Ganga, and he too sat down, and he began to teach. But again, he would only speak about Krishna and the service of Krishna. One student asked the Lord, please explain verb dhatus, the forms, the root forms of the verbs. And the Lord replied, all words are potencies of Krishna. Oh, my brothers, please listen. Just think about a king. He has a splendid body, he is decorated with gold ornaments, he is glorious with sandalwood paste, and the people may say, his words are the words of Yamaraj, or the words of the goddess Lakshmi. But still the Lord said, what happens to such a king when that which allows his body to function, his dhatus, his three life forces, what happens to that king when those life forces, those dhatus have gone? Where does his handsomeness go? Where do the strength of his limbs go? And that same body that has been respected will now be burnt to ashes or buried in the earth. It is Lord Krishna that is alive in all bodies as the dhatus, which means both the verb roots and the energy of the body. It is Lord Krishna living in all bodies as the dhatus that are his potencies. They're the potencies of Krishna. And therefore, it is Krishna that one loves. And it is ultimately Krishna that one should be, to Krishna should one should offer his devotion. Although ordinary teachers may argue that the statements you have made is true, some may say, no, it is false. They do not understand that Krishna is actually the essence of life. O students, please apply your minds to this point. There may be a very honorable person before whom I bow down and offer respects, but when his dhatus, that which sustains his body, when they leave him, I bathe even if I have to touch his body. A son may very happily embrace his father, but when his father's dhatu leaves, the son must place a fire on the father's head. When there's no verb in a sentence, it has nothing. There's no meaning, no life. It is those dhatus, those elements of life, they are the potency of Krishna. It is therefore ultimately Krishna. It is ultimately Krishna who is the one who is loved by everyone and who has the power to refute my words. Lord Krishna's potency is supremely pure. He alone is worthy of worship. Oh, my brothers, become firmly devoted to Krishna and chant Krishna's names. Worship Krishna. Hear Krishna's names. Day and night meditate on Lord Krishna's feet. And even Yamaraj has no power over anyone who offers water, nectar of a grass, tulsi, at Krishna's lotus feet. Worship the feet of Nanda's son, for those feet gave liberation to Agasura. They gave liberation to Bakasura and to Putana. And even though he was simply thinking of his own son when he called his name, Ajamil somehow remembered Krishna. And for that reason, Ajamil ended up going to Vaikuntha, worship Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Worship Lord Krishna's lotus feet. And clothed only by the four directions, Lord Shiva serves Krishna's feet. Goddess Lakshmi respectfully serves Krishna's feet. Ananta Shesha always continuously chants the glories of Krishna's feet. Placing a straw between your teeth, you should all also worship Krishna's feet. As long as the dhatus or forces of life are within your body, engage that body in the service to Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna, he is your mother. Krishna, he is your father. Krishna is your life. Krishna is your wealth. And therefore, I say to you all that you should grasp Lord Krishna's feet and declare to Sri Krishna, I now give my body and I now give my thoughts. Thus the Lord, accepting the role of his own servant, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described his own glories. 6 hours passed, and still he did not stop. The students were enthralled. They all listened with a singleness of focus of their minds, and not one of them spoke even one word. But after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, returned to external consciousness, and he became embarrassed at heart. He looked at the faces of his students and asked, today, how did I explain the sutras about dhatus, verbal roots? And the students replied, you gave the correct explanation. Who can contradict your explanations? Whatever you say is truth, and what others teach is not truth. The Lord then asked, what explanation did I give? Please tell me. And the students replied, you said that they were all names of Krishna. Your explanations of the sutras and commentaries speak only of Krishna. And when you hear verses glorifying Lord Krishna, you act in such a way that causes us to think that you are not a mere human being. And the Lord asked, what did I do? And the students replied, it is a great wonder. The hairs of your body, they stood erect. We have not seen this in anyone else. And yesterday, when in the town, when you were lecturing, a Brahmana read a Bhagavatam verse aloud. And hearing this verse, you at once fell unconscious. There was no life in any of your limbs. And we were surprised. Actually, we were shocked. When you regained consciousness, you trembled and wept, and the tears flowing from your eyes were like the flowing waves of the Ganga. 100 men could not have held you still. From your head to your feet, the hairs of your body stood erect. Your fair form was covered with perspiration, it was covered with saliva, it was covered with dust. And gazing at you, everyone was filled with wonder. And some of those who saw you said, this person must be Lord Narayan himself. Someone else said, He must be Vyas. Or Sukadeva, or Narada, or Prahlad, he has the Lord's mercy as much as they have. And we, your students, gathered around you and held you still, and after some moments you regained external consciousness again, and you did not even know any of what happened. And we will tell you something more. Please listen and hear it with attention. For the past 10 days, ever since you have returned from Gaia, your lectures on grammar have only described Lord Krishna's holy names and Lord Krishna's devotional service. We have been afraid to tell you this because no one has the strength to challenge the meanings that you have offered. And the Lord replied, 10 days without grammatical studies? Was it not your duty to inform me? And the students replied, your lectures were right. They were true. It is true that Krishna is described in all the scriptures. It is true that Krishna is the essence of all scriptures. We cannot understand it. If we cannot understand it, it is we who are at fault. You explain that Krishna is the root and the cause of all knowledge, and that it is only because of our past bad karma that in our hearts we are not able to understand this. Hearing these words, the Lord was pleased, and he said, oh, my brothers, I will now tell you what causes me to speak in this way. But please, do not tell others. Oh, my brothers, oh, brothers, please listen. Whenever I look, and wherever I look, I always see a dark boy who plays his flute. Every word I hear with my ears is the holy name of Lord Krishna. Every place I see is the holy abode of Krishna. But from today onward, I will no longer be able to lecture about grammar. You may go to any teacher you like and learn from him, but I cannot talk of anything but Sri Krishna. And now, the Lord said, I have revealed my heart to you all. After speaking these words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep. He then tied up his books, and as he did so, the Lord's students bowed to him, saying, we have studied under you. How could we study under anyone else? And they too began to weep. We will keep the lectures we heard from your mouth in our hearts, birth after birth. They will be our meditation. How could we study under another teacher? What we have learned from you is sufficient for us. With folded hands, all the students then called out the name of Lord Hari, and they too tied up their books. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the jewel of the Brahmanas, began weeping. And then one by one, he embraced each of his students. The students bowed their heads, and they too also wept as they drowned in an ocean of transcendental bliss. with a choked voice, the son of Sakhi. He blessed all his students. He said, If someday I become a true servant of Lord Krishna, then I will pray that all your desires will be fulfilled. All of you, the Lord said, please take shelter of Lord Krishna. Please fill your voices with Krishna's holy names. Please always hear Krishna's holy names with your ears. Please know that Krishna is your great treasure, and he is your life's breath. What you have learned so far, that is good enough. Don't strive to learn more. Please gather together and chant Krishna, Krishna, and by Lord Krishna's mercy, all the scriptures will be manifested within you. All of you are my friends, birth after birth after birth. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, bowing down, I offer respectful obeisances to the feet of all those fortunate students, for they are Lord Krishna's eternal servants. If this were not so, how could they have studied under the Lord himself? And anyone who sees a person who directly saw the pastimes of scholarship of the Lord will become freed from the bonds of repeated birth and death. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, I am a sinner. That is why I was not born at a time when I could have seen these blissful pastimes. Thus I have been cheated by my own fate. O Supreme Lord, please be merciful to me and allow your pastimes of scholarship to stay always in my heart. Although the Lord's pastimes of scholarship are eternal and have neither beginning nor end, nonetheless, they ended in this way. And the ending of these pastimes signaled the beginning of his pastimes of holding kirtan, sankirtan, each evening in Sri Nabadweep Dham, Sri Dham Mayapur. In the four directions surrounding the Lord stood weeping students with tears gliding down their necks. The merciful Lord then said to them, we will now make perfect that which you have heard and read for many days. How? Inquired the students. The Lord replied, by chanting the holy names of Krishna. The students asked, how should we chant the holy names? In response to this question, Sri Sakhi Nandana, the mother Sakhi, then taught them, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. Hari Haraya Nama.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna.
Hare Rama Krishna Radha.
hands, the Lord chanted his own holy names with his students, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then entered a trance as he again began tasting the nectar of his own holy names. Chant, chant, the Lord called in the four directions. Again and again the Lord fell to the ground, and hearing that kirtan, all the Vaishnavas living in the neighboring homes ran to where the Lord and his students were chanting. And seeing the Lord's ecstatic trance, the devotees, the Vaishnavas, felt great wonder and happiness filled their hearts. They said, now there will be a great kirtan throughout the towns of Nadia. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness, he again and again chanted Krishna's holy names, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Although he was in external consciousness, he did not talk of external things at all. He approached the Vaishnavas, he embraced them, and he wept. And gathering around him, the Vaishnavas pacified the Lord before departing for their homes. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu openly revealed his true nature, and he simultaneously destroyed all the sufferings of his devotees. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur ends this pastimes as he ends every chapter by saying, the two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Krishna,
Why don't you give these to the devotees so that they can offer this one by one?
Yeah. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.